name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friend, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we're going to speak about is how can I talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Salamu alaykum.
Today, Sunday, is the 6th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of day 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of January 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Quran. This is chapter An-Najm, verses 1-4. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَالنَّجْم إِذَا هَوَى.
By the star when it descends.
مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى.
Your companion Muhammad has not strayed, nor has he erred.
وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى.
Nor does he speak from his own inclination.
إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى.
It is not but a revelation revealed.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The words of the noble prophet arise from neither personal desires nor social milieu. Thus the blessed verses in question say that the noble prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, does not speak of concupiscent desires, but he merely imparts divine revelation. In this respect, he is different from common people who speak out of their natural inclinations and concupiscent desires. Rather, his words arise from the noble prophet's heart, connected to the higher world. When Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was assigned as the Imam and successor of the noble prophet at Qadir Hum, the latter was criticized, but he recited the blessed verse. His word is only a revelation revealed to him. This is IRIB English Radio, this program, today's special, and this part entitled The Significance of Communication with Allah. Dear friend, all things considered, communication is the lifeblood of relationship between man and Allah. The two are locked in a causal link, the former being the cause and the latter the effect. The stronger and more profound the communication, the stronger and more fruitful the relationship becomes. In the same vein, the weaker and more ineffectual the communication, the weaker and more deficient the relationship becomes. Indeed, man needs special communication skills to make his relationship with Allah work. This is especially so because man is created but to worship Allah, to know and serve Allah. You can find this concept in chapter Az-Zariyat, verse 56. The innermost purpose of man's creation is to become cognizant of the existence of Allah and to consciously as well as willingly confirm his own existence to Allah's will and plan. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
Al-Hidayah Tashri'iyah. You know, Allah has created things that don't have free will. The sun, the moon, the blades of grass. These things, they don't have free will. They are designed, they are given a certain nature, they are programmed by their creator to fulfill a certain function. They don't have free will. There are things that Allah has created that do have free will, like human beings and jinn. And therefore, because they have free will, Allah, in addition to that universal guidance, He gives them a special type of guidance, a legislative guidance. Meaning, because we have free will, Allah didn't just leave us to ourselves. In the same way that He guided the bee and the ant and the electron, because we are creatures that have free will, He gave us guidance in the form of scriptures and prophets. Everything around you knows what to do. Do you think Allah just created the human being and left the human being to himself? The creator of the universe, if you study any science, if you study biology, chemistry, it's very obvious that the creator of the universe has an attention for details. If you look at the creation of Allah, Allah is very precise. There is precision. If you look at anything, the creator of the universe has an eye for detail. Everything is accounted for. Do you really think that the human being who is the most sophisticated creature on this planet, Allah just said, hey, you're on your own. Allah is far too merciful, far too loving to leave His crowning creation without guidance. And this guidance is perhaps the greatest manifestation of Allah's mercy upon us.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Look at ways to get closer to Allah at home. Tell me one way. Spend quality time with your family. It's always nice to have more time with our family. We can prepare meals for our parents and massage their tired feet. We can read books and play with our children. We can have meaningful conversation with our siblings. Wouldn't it also be nice to do our prayers together? The Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, said, "Whoever prays the evening prayer in congregation is as if he has stood for prayer half of the night. Whoever prays the dawn prayer in congregation is as if he has stood for prayer the entire night."
Subhanallah walhamdulillah la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar la ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah.
Almighty Allah as the Creator communicates with His creation. Allah communicates with the conveys various meanings to man via incalculable signs, that means, or ayah. He had embedded in each and every aspect of His creation, from the grandest to the humblest and most ordinary. The signs permeate and dominate not only elements of physical creation, but also the whole of man's existence, his society, civilization, and his history. Allah the Almighty says, "And how many signs in the heavens and the earth do they pass by, yet they turn their faces away from them." Chapter Yusuf, verse 105. The truth contained in revelation is essentially the same truth as contained in the working of Allah's providence in human history and the history of individual souls, as well as in the physical and metaphysical signs scattered literally throughout creation.
In Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah 55, Surah 55 is basically a surah where Allah speaks about the manifestations of His mercy in dunya and in akhirah. The first thing that Allah mentions as a manifestation of His mercy is what? Ar-Rahman allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan. You see, Quran, which represents divine guidance, legislative guidance, Sharia, Wahi, Nubuwa, Risala, this is mentioned as the first manifestation of His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He does not want us to be lost. It's an awful feeling to go through life and not know your purpose, to live an aimless life. People actually commit suicide because they don't find meaning. This is why in Surah Al-Fatiha, what do we say? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Oh Allah, do not make us among those who are lost, who are astray, who don't understand the purpose of life. So Allah is the most merciful, and the books that He has revealed as guidance are also manifestations of His mercy, because wahi is the word of God. And if Allah is merciful, His words will also be a source of mercy.
That was all for today's special, inshallah. We continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special. Follow us at parstoday.com/en, today's special. Our topic was about how can we talk to Allah.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. I thank you with every breath I take. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah, all praises to Allah.
food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and here is a famous statement to reflect upon regarding the pride of place among women of the Prophet's virtuous daughter, Hazrat Fatimah Zahra, peace be upon her, as narrated by her great-great-grandson, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him. Fatima was called Muhaddasa because the angels descended from heaven and called her. And they called Mary, mother of Jesus, and said, O Fatima, Allah hath chosen you above the women of all nations.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In many traditions, we have been told that be careful with who you sit with, be careful where you sit, and so on and so forth. We have these type of traditions. But it's also the gathering of where certain things have, or rather will be mentioned, or certain things are being discussed that have been recommended by us to attend. And we can see, for example, that during the month of Muharram, we spoke about the gatherings in the remembrance of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, that those are gatherings that, you know, a person should attend, a person should strive to attend those type of gatherings, because it is those type of gatherings that take a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by enabling a person to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering those who are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussain alayhi salam being of, or definitely of, those who are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this tradition from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, we see another type of majlis, or another type of gathering, that the Imam alayhi salam advises us to attend. And obviously here we understand that it is not just the attendance, but it is what a person will gain from it. Whereas in the majlis of dhikr, or in the majlis of musibah, and where the atrocities that have been done to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam are mentioned, a person gets that emotional attachment to the Ahlul Bayt, the remembrance of them, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this one, it is the same, but in a deeper level, because that is very in-your-face kind of thing. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, says that the gathering of ilm, majlisul ilm, a gathering where ilm and true knowledge is being discussed, like true knowledge. This is also important to understand. What the Imam is saying is ilm is that ilm that will take a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the knowledge of deen, the knowledge of, you know, perfection, and so on and so forth. That type of gathering is what is a garden, is a rawdatul jannah, is a garden of paradise. Why? Because paradise, if you look at it in the terms of the philosophers, is nothing but the extent of a person's knowledge. Again, this needs a lot of explanation, just accept it from. So a person's understanding and ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it increases in that particular gathering, the knowledge that increases in the person, his existence increases, therefore that absolute essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to him, and obviously that capability of him to enter into paradise or to create the paradise for himself is expanded. But again, paying attention to what the Imam means by ilm. Not any ilm, but that ilm that will enable you to get a connection between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Everyone, let's recite this salawat. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها وسر المستودع فيها بعدد ما أحاط به الموك. Okay, I really share my condolences on the martyrdom of Lady Fatima سلام الله عليها, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Okay, to all the Muslims and all those who love Lady Fatima Zahra salamu alayha, and also you students. Okay, the next lesson that can help us very, very much in reciting the Quran and reading of the Quran is the alif with mad and waw with mad and ya with mad. These three letters, okay, they help us a lot. Have you heard the surah like we have Shams?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me open the Quran, inshallah. We will recite this surah together, okay? And look, let me open this. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
So, dear brothers and sisters, as you hear us, we are going to practice Surah Al-Shams, page 595. Okay, we are going to practice Alif Maddi, sound. Okay. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا
وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا
ضُحَاهَا تُوِيهَا
زُحَاهَا
وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا
وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا
وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا
وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا
وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا
وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا
Okay, the last ayah we practice. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا
وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا
So remember, a fatha with an alif produces a longer sound. ضحاها يا ضحاها تلاها جلاها Okay? إذا Understood? So, let's practice some, like what? ي مدي ي مدي, okay? يا مدي Okay, have you heard سورة التين?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great. Look. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Look. Rahim.
Rahim.
Rahim. Oh, Rahim. Hey has kasra, then ya.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I forgot to tell you. Actually, it is ye maddi, waw maddi, alif maddi is when they are sakin. Alif always sakin. Okay? Alif. Sakin. Look, we have Idha Alif is Sakin there.
Yeah.
Dhal has Fatha. Ya as well, it should be Sakin. If Ya has Fatha Kasra Dhamma, you can't produce a longer sound. You can say, for example, Rahi, if He has Kasra, if Ye has as well Kasra, He Ye, you say. You don't say He. Okay? He Ye. If it does not have Harakat, Waw as well, the same. If it does not have Harakat, okay? You cannot say, for example, Tu. Tur, if waw has harakat, you cannot say tur. You have to say tu war or tu where or tu wur. You can't say tur. So there is one condition, yes?
If it has tashdid, then like
tashdid, if it has, okay, because in tashdid we said, yes, the first one is sakin, yeah, the second one has harakat. So the first one you do. But in tashdid, there are, I think we don't have such a word, okay, in the Quran. Okay, where is tashdid we have? And we have yai maddi as well, alif maddi, wa maddi. Okay? Maybe sometimes we have, okay? We apply the rule. That's okay. Okay? So remember, the condition is this, that all these three letters must be sakin.
Yes.
And there should be a fatha, kasra, or dhamma before them. With alif, there should be a fatha. With ye, there should be a kasra. And with waw, there should be
dhamma.
So, now, Rahim, is it correct to say Rahim? Yay Maddi?
Rahim.
Rahim. Is it correct?
Yeah.
Because Ye has?
Sukun.
Sukun, yes? Rahim. Before Ye we have? Kasra. So, Wattini was Zaytun.
Wattini was Zaytun.
Okay. Zaytun. Za and Zaytun. Ye has sukun, right?
Yeah.
So why didn't you produce a bouncing sound? A longer sound?
We do.
What? Jini was Zaytun.
Why you don't pronounce? Why didn't you say Zaytun?
Zaytun.
It is incorrect.
It should be Zaytun.
Ah, no. You forgot the conditions. There are two conditions.
Zay.
If it is ye, kasra should be there, and ye should be sukun. Zaytun. It is not kasra. It is fatha. Yes, Hadi.
Yeah.
Zayat. It has fatha. So don't say watini was zaytun. No, it's incorrect.
Watini
was zaytun.
Watini was zaytun.
Was zaytun. Okay.
Was zaytun.
Hadi, Mahdi. And Minhal and Muhammad Yahya, practice with me. وطور سينين
وطور سينين.
Okay, look, طور واو. Yeah, سينين وطور سينين
وطور سينين.
Great. وهذا البلد الأمين
وهذا البلد الأمين.
Great. لقد خلقنا الإنسان
لقد خلقنا الإنسان
في
yeah,
you might be right. أحسن تقويم
أحسن تقويم.
Great. So that was Alhamdulillah simple, right?
Yeah.
So whenever you see an aleph, again I repeat, an aleph, before aleph you have fatha. That aleph is sakin, so you have to produce a longer sound, a longer fatha. When there is a kasra, after kasra we have a ye, which is sakin, a longer kasra sound, e. When there is a dhamma, after dhamma we have a waw, that waw is sakin, you have to produce a longer oo sound, oo. Again, say That's it. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Now let's practice. The all those vowel sounds, okay? With some examples.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Everyone, practice with me. زلزالها
زلزالها.
Great. Next one. ذات
ذات.
لسان
لسان.
شانئك
شانئك.
أعطيناك
أعطيناك.
Okay, let's recite Surah Al-Kawthar together, all together, together. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله العلي العظيم. Great, thank you so much. Look, we have إنا أعطينا. Yeah, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ. Alif Maddi, right? Okay, now let me tell you one thing. Maybe in the Quran, in the Quran you will find something different. We have three types of alif. Yeah? How many types of aleph?
Three
types of aleph. Is it weird?
Yeah.
We have the aleph standing like, yeah? Straight. It's a tall one, yes? Long aleph.
And we have sleeping.
Like this bar, yes? This bar.
And one is sleeping.
Yeah. No. Not a sleeping.
And we have fatah.
No.
And we have another small.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a small one.
Oh, a small one. The baby.
Yeah,
the
baby, yeah.
The son of Aleph.
Yeah. And we have one cap of Aleph.
So, look, my family name is Fasihi Zada. So, my grandpa's family name was Fasihi. My father's name is Fasihi Zada. And I'm as well Fasihi Zada. So, when someone says Fasihi, it is me as well. It's my father as well. It's my grandfather as well. Yeah? Yeah, so when someone says like an aleph, the son of aleph, or the daughter of aleph, again it's aleph then.
Yeah, we should do the same. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yes. And
so remember, we have different shapes, but the same
sound.
Yes, Mahdi.
Yeah.
Different shapes, the same
sound.
Okay, Mahdi say
a.
Minhal say a. Say ah.
Ah.
Ah. Oh, different people said the same sound. Different shapes, different faces, but with the same sound, right? Yeah. Everyone say e.
E.
Oo.
Oo.
Oh, four different shapes say the same sound.
Okay, yes? I will say alalilu.
Alalilu.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Now let's see what are those shapes. The first one we said that's a complete aleph, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight
the second,
the second one is the baby aleph.
Like the third one
small
is the
knife
of aleph.
Googly.
Okay, googly muguli, right?
Yeah.
The one that you say.
The knife of aleph and someone to kill.
Yeah.
You punch
like
it.
A sword, okay?
That's
and a knife,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sword and a knife. Okay. So, inshallah, in the next session, we will go and practice these three types of aleph, which one of them is the complete aleph, the other one is the dagger aleph, the other one is the maqsura aleph, okay? Inshallah, we will practice them all. God bless you, every Muslim brother and sister, as you hear us, okay? May Allah protect you from all evils, inshallah. May Allah Almighty also resurrect you. And as all with Lady Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha, let's recite salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad. I should not forget to thank IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School Network. May Allah protect them and may Allah give them more chances. May Allah help them, inshallah, to hold this kind of sessions again in the future as well. Let's recite once again a salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma la ajidu lidhunubi ghafira wala liqabaihi satira ولا لشيء من عمل القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك ظلمت نفسي ظلمت
After Imam Ali alayhi salam in this beautiful supplication said, Allah, I find no forgiver of my sins,
no concealer of my wicked acts, and no transformer of any of my wicked acts into good acts but you. He continues saying, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka wa bihamdik. There is no deity but you. Glory be to you, and yours is the praise. The phrase La ilaha illa ant, there is no deity but you, is termed what we call in Islamic literature as tahleel. Glory be to you is labeled tasbih, and praise be to you is called tahmid. If someone utters tahleel while believing in it, of course sincerely and wholeheartedly, removing any other deity from his thought, from his life, from his perspective, he is a real monotheist. He would then be safeguarded by the Almighty Allah, and away from worldly and heavenly defamations. Such a servant would therefore be sent to paradise on the day of hereafter, while Almighty Allah is content with him. The angels would love him, and the prophets, the righteous, and the martyrs are all his companions on that day. This is only a small aspect of effect of the true practical meaning of La ilaha illa ant. There is no deity but you. But we have to say that the reality of tahleel is realized when the humans become aware of Almighty Allah's divine attributes, when they become aware of His glorious names using the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Prophet and the Infallibles. Such a person is pure of impurities. Such a person will attempt in fulfilling the obligations the Almighty Allah through the Prophets and the Infallibles has ordered him, and such a person will sincerely serve Allah's servants. By following this path, the human soul and body confesses Allah's uniqueness and calls out, La ilaha illa ant, there is no deity but you. Such a person will call out, be aware that everything is fictitious except Allah, and every blessing is certainly temporary.
Oh Allah, I beg, as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul, I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance, I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good.
about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Indeed, is there any dweller in the world of existence to be worshipped and asked for sustenance? Is there anyone else except him to solve the problems? Is there anyone else except him to remove the calamities? Is there anyone else that can forgive the sins, that can conceal the wicked acts? And more importantly, is there anyone else who can transform the wicked acts into good ones? The remembrance of the Almighty Allah by tahleel, tasbih and tahmeed is in fact the appropriate thing that can be mentioned in this part of the Kumail supplication, because the supplicant has confessed to his destitution, to his weakness. The supplicant knows the burden of his sins. The supplicant is aware of the problem he is involved in. The supplicant has found out that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the only one who can remove the calamities. He is the only one who can forgive the sins, conceal the wicked acts, and turn them into good deeds. So he said, I found no one to forgive my sins and conceal my wicked acts. And he is now aware that this is only possible by Almighty Allah's power. That's why we say this is the best place that a supplicant can add these beautiful words. La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka wa bihamdik. There is no deity but you. Glory be to you. Yours is the praise because of all the things that were mentioned in the previous parts of this Kumail supplication. Dear listeners, we ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily, round the clock, for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard by the internet, shortwave radio, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 41 meters, 7,300 kilohertz, every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 49 meters, 6,040 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave, 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz, every day from 1920 to 2020. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat Obad 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is pastoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about our audio quality and other means. Thank you.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
Democracy of Religion from Imam Khomeini's point of view. In response to the question that under what circumstance the qualified Islamic jurisprudent enjoys guardianship of the Islamic society, Imam Khomeini remarked that guardianship has a general appearance. However, empowerment of affairs of Muslims and forming a government depends on majority vote of Muslims, which has been mentioned in the construction as well and was interpreted as swearing of allegiance with the guardian of Muslims at the advent of Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are with another program of Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the search for Islam. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that we staged the movement so that Islam, its laws, and the Quran and its laws rule our country. So therefore, the Islamic revolution, according to the Imam Khomeini, who was the leader of this Islamic revolution, which was done in Iran, obviously, and this revolution, which was led by Imam Khomeini himself, he himself is describing the goal and the aim of this revolution. This revolution was not to gain power. This revolution was not to just overthrow the rulership of Reza Shah. It wasn't only to get your own benefits. It wasn't only to follow the desires of some people. Rather, it was because he wanted to get the rule of Islam and its laws and the Quran and its laws in